The University of Connecticut College Republicans have invited conservative political commentator Ben Shapiro to speak on January 24th in the Rome Ballroom, just a few months after the club's last guest, Lucien Wintrich, was involved in an altercation on campus. Shapiro frequently speaks at university campuses and made headlines late last year for a controversial speech at the University of California, Berkeley. At UC Berkeley, Shapiro discussed his perspective on topics ranging from identity politics to the social movement Black Lives Matter in a speech titled Say No to Campus Thuggery. The event attracted protesters and resulted in 9 arrests, but otherwise proceeded peacefully for the most part, according to a CNN report. Shapiro's visit to UConn comes just a few months after Gateway Pundit correspondent Lucien Wintrich came to campus. Last November, Wintrich attempted to give a controversial speech titled It's Okay to Be White. His event attracted fiery protests and ended abruptly with his arrest after a physical altercation with an audience member. Charges against Wintrich were ultimately dropped, but the UConn administration responded to the incident by making significant changes to the speaker review and approval process. In a statement obtained by the Boston Globe, UConn spokesperson Stephanie Rietz explained the purpose of the new process. Quote, "We don't regulate speeches based on content. This review is purely to make sure that each event is safe, secure, and protects everyone's rights." End quote. The security review is conducted by the University Student Affairs Department. A Facebook post by the UConn College Republicans describes a few of the new security measures. Quote, "Please note that bags will be checked prior to entry. Also, water bottles and signs will be prohibited. General admission to this event will be open to students and faculty at the university only." End quote. Brian Rule, a registered libertarian and member of the UConn College Republicans Club, said he is optimistic about the event.
With somebody like Ben Shapiro, he is extremely attractive for somebody who's very pro free speech, because he's somebody that a lot of people like him because he tells it like it is.
Rule also believes strongly in the importance of free speech and diverse opinions on college campuses.
I absolutely think that the open dialogue on any mm-hmm. college campus is extremely important, mm-hmm. Because you never want a stagnation of opinions, even the right opinions.
Rule did acknowledge that some of Shapiro's viewpoints might be discomforting or hurtful to UConn students, but he called on them to keep an open mind.
For anybody that might be reading this and or listening to it, I would say, just in general, don't be so quick to judge people for their political differences,
Rule also noted that Shapiro encourages those who disagree with him to ask questions during the Q&A session. Rule said Shapiro has a reputation of thoroughly answering questions even from those who do not share his viewpoints. UConn sophomore Luke Anderson does not share Rule's enthusiasm for the upcoming event. Anderson is registered as a Democrat for primaries, but largely identifies as an independent.
I think in regards to pundits such as Lucien Wintrich and Ben Shapiro, one of their biggest flaws from my standpoint is I don't see them having much empathy or much understanding for the implications of what they say.
Anderson specifically criticized Shapiro's talking points on identity politics. He says that Shapiro uses identity politics in his own way, despite his criticism of this political trend.
He utilizes identity politics in his own way because he buys into using, naming protesters as, snowflakes and stuff. I think it's sort of his own type of identity branding, and that's more used to subjugate and demean people as opposed to identity politics that the LGBTQ community and Black Lives Matter have championed, which are more empowering groups.
Both Anderson and Rule share at least one opinion, though. They're both optimistic that Shapiro's visit will turn out better than the Wintrich event.
I definitely have more faith in my fellow college students after seeing what has happened after that event.
Rule echoes this thought.
I think this whole Lucien Wintrich event has been, while it was unfortunate how it went, I do think that this has been very effective in giving us an opportunity to look at how we approach these situations and improving them massively.
UConn Chief Diversity Officer Joelle Murchison emphasized the important role of universities to facilitate diverse dialogue.
One of the reasons that the Office for Diversity and Inclusion was actually created was to ensure that there were opportunities on campus to bring awareness to different perspectives and also provide spaces for that dialogue to occur. And I think that certainly as a university, we have a responsibility to provide that space for a variety of perspectives to be heard.
Murchison encourages interested students to attend the event with an open mind, thoughtful questions, and an eye for safety. However, Murchison also acknowledged the potential for speakers such as Shapiro to make students uncomfortable.
However, I think there are some instances where there may be commentary or viewpoints that are shared that feel very directed or targeted towards individuals. You know, we want students here, we hope that students here at UConn find this campus one that is open and inclusive to all students, no matter their background, you know, or whatever their identity might be or identities might be.
As part of her inclusion efforts, Murchison sent an email early last week to the cultural centers about the Shapiro event. According to Murchison, this email is partially motivated by students' concerns about the Lucian Wintrich event last semester. Students expressed concerns to her office that they were not informed about the event until the last minute. Murchison said she felt it was important to address these concerns and inform students well in advance about the Shapiro event. She also wants to remind students that counseling and support services are available to those who wish to talk through or process their thoughts. Finally, Murchison emphasized the relevance of the Shapiro event to the broader state of the UConn campus and society as a whole.
You know, I think that this moment in our, not just on our campus, but certainly in our society right now, is really challenging us to think differently, to act differently, and to be more curious about different views. And so I hope that this allows us to, instead of really focusing on the disagreement, but allows us to find a common ground that will help us to seek more understanding across different perspectives.
For WHUS News, this is Daniel Ruskin.